You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week brings the 26th go-round. That's 26 for Detroit's Concert of Colors, presented by the Arab American National Museum. It starts tomorrow, runs through Sunday, celebrating cultural diversity through music, the spoken word, and so much more. The Concert of Colors has inspired a sister festival in Jackson. It's called the Jackson Unity Festival. Here with us now is the founder of the Concert of Colors, Ishmael Ahmed. Welcome.
Thanks so much.
And from the Michigan Theater in Jackson, it's a pleasure to welcome Steve Tucker. Hey, Steve.
Hi, how are you, Cynthia?
Very good. So glad to talk about this with both of you. Ishmael, take us back 26 years and tell us just what drove you to launch the Concert of Colors.
The Concert of Colors was started by a group in Detroit called New Detroit. And it grew out of the Race Relations Committee, who wanted to bring together people from the communities of color to celebrate their cultures, both traditional and experimental, and then bring the rest of Detroit to enjoy that. But it's grown since then, so we present all cultures, and we have a big focus on the music of Detroit in particular. It was supposed to be, and it really has become, a place where no matter what you look like, what you feel like, what your background is, what your religion is, you come together and dance and get to know each other and enjoy each other's cultures. So we have music from all over the world and a lot of music from Detroit as well.
And you have more than music. Give us a sense of some of the other things being offered.
Yeah, well, poetry. There'll be a youth poetry slam and also some other poets. There'll be dance, several readings, all kinds of things. And, of course, there'll be children's area and makers doing things, and the list goes on and on. And also lots of community groups will be out there letting people know about the things they're doing to improve their communities.
So, and this year, a sister festival. Steve, what inspired the Jackson Unity Festival?
Ishmael did. I went last year to the 25th, and because I had some time, I was born and raised near Detroit and in Detroit proper. So I went to the festival and saw the review, the Don Was review. And at the end of the evening, Ishmael got up on stage and talked a little bit about it. I thought, like, this is perfect for Jackson. Jackson's sort of on the upswing right now. You know, we've battled back from abject poverty and finally passed the NDO, the non-discrimination order, in 2017. We have a young mayor who was really interested in doing this diversity festival. And I called Ishmael about 2 weeks after the festival in Detroit, the Concert of Colors, and we met, and then we met again, and he said, okay. So that was a wonderful thing, and it's going to be a great thing for Jackson.
And being the first time out for Jackson, how are you working this out as far as sharing performers and sharing the acts? How are things going to be divvied up?
Well, Ishmael was kind enough to let us get on board and hire the musicians for it instead of coming to Michigan, because they're coming from all over the planet. Instead of just doing one show while they were here, they did two shows. I think we each got a little bit of a break financially. It's complex for us. We're a small group. It's just the DDA, Nate Mack from the DDA, and Steve Trozen from the Jackson Symphony that are the partners. It's been a little bit of a logistic issue, but we're hammering it out, and we're going to be ready. So if there's a band on Sunday in Detroit, they're going to perform on Saturday in Jackson. So the five different groups he has on Sunday are going to be in Jackson on Saturday. And homologous to that is the Sunday performance. The Saturday performance will be the Sunday performance here. So if they're in Detroit on Sunday, they're in Jackson on Saturday. If they're in Detroit on Saturday, they're in Jackson on Sunday.
So it's clear you are really drawing in artists from all over the world. Buffy St. Marie, who has been a figurehead since the 60s, prominent Native American singer-songwriter. You're going to have Dr. Mona Hanna-Hatisha, who is going to be there, talking keynote speaker. and talking about her book on the Flint water crisis. You've got Haiti's Ram. You've got From England, Trans Global Underground. And then, of course, the 11th Don was Detroit All-Star Review, brings all kinds of Detroit rockers together. You've got poet Jessica Kerr Moore. And then, of course, from Flint, Tunde Olaniran is going to be performing in Detroit and in Jackson. All of these acts are really terrific. I'm interested, I'm going to start with you, Ishmael. When Steve reached out to you and said, I want to do this in Jackson, what did you think?
I love it. I mean, we couldn't have anything better happen. We want to spread this idea that we all should live and work together. And it's a time when we need to be spreading that idea. And so we were thrilled to have Jackson and Steve in particular on board because he's been so great to work with.
What do you see, Ishmael, as the issues in Jackson that are you share in common, that you're addressing, that you share in the Detroit area as well?
Well, I think racism is still alive and well. I think that many of the communities of color are under attack, the Latino community, the Arab community. We still have a division. We live and work in, you know, separate places. And so the ability to get to know and trust each other and to work with each other is still an issue. And the Concert of Colors helps make that happen in a non-threatening way.
And Steve, your thoughts, the issues that you think you share in common, that you and Jackson share with the Detroit area?
Well, I think abject poverty is a common problem, and structural racism, the same things that are happening in Detroit, but our population density is much smaller. You know, we're a much smaller city, so we suffer the same things, and we're also the same kind of city that is trying to change things around. We have some political heft behind us. The mayor, Derek Dobies, the city council, they're all behind everything we're doing here. And Ishmael's vision was so clear at the time when I first met him. I thought, like, oh, this is something we just have to do because we're ready. We need it. The one thing that, Cynthia, that neither of us has spoken about yet was that everything is free to every person. There are no ticket sales. Everything is free.
You want people to come and hear this and be together.
Exactly. We want everybody to be active and participate in this major event for us.
As they say, the Concert of Colors has the whole world in its bands. There are all kinds of venues, all kinds of acts starting tomorrow, running through Sunday. So we have the links for more information at the stateside page at michiganradio.org. The 26th Concert of Colors and the very first Jackson Unity Festival. And it's been a pleasure talking with Ishmael Ahmed and from Jackson, Steve Tucker. Thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You.